You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Salute. Jack Talk Podcast. We back in the building. I'm your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. If you know anybody that listens to podcasts, thinking about listening to podcasts, interested in podcasts in any way, put them on to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Put them on. Yeah, man. What's going on, man? Look, had a long day today, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, nothing out of the ordinary. It just like my work day was just slow today. Like once 3:30 hit, that clock just stopped. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all know, my people with jobs out there, y'all know when them work days get slow, like when no matter what you do, you look up at that clock and that joint ain't move, you be like, yo, my nigga. I was ready to tell my boss, like, yo, I got to go pick my kids up, man. Like, just to get out of there for that fucking hour. Like, that's how slow that joint was going. I was willing to tell my boss, like, I got to dip. You know what I'm saying? It was that slow. It was that slow, man. You know what I'm saying? What else is going on? Yo, got a gaming update for you. You know, a couple pods ago, I was talking about I'm going to come in, you know, I'm going to come on the joint. I'm going to give you my gaming update because I wanted to start playing my games more and shit like that. Nothing's changed. I ain't touched the game. You know what I'm saying? I haven't touched the game. Hitman 3 is still in the case. That shit, I literally had that shit, you know, like 2 weeks after it came out. You know what I'm saying? That shit still brand spanking new in the case, man. Hopefully I get to it soon, man. You know, I just don't be on the game shit. Like, you know what I mean? Call of Duty. I'd be wanting to play Call of Duty. Like, yo, let me jump on Call of Duty because I always wanted to get nice in Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to get nice in that joint, but I just don't jump on the game. You know? So, you know, I'm going to update y'all next part to see if anything changed within the week, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can get some game in it, man. But, you know, my son be on them joints. He be on mine. He be on his. So he good, man. He'll be jumping on my PlayStation. He be on his PlayStation. So he play him enough for the both of us, man. You know what I mean? Went to the mall last week since the last pod and shit because I had to get some sneaker cleaner. You know what I'm saying? My man Ty, T. Jones, salute T. Jones. My man T. Jones, he told me to get some Jason Mark. Minute ago, yo, like he probably told me this shit damn near a year ago. Nah, it had to be a year ago. It might have been a year and a half ago. He told me to get some Jason Mark, and you know, I always meant to get it, but I just never ended up getting it. You know what I mean? Cause I don't clean my sneakers that much. I wipe them down. You know what I'm saying? I wipe them down, but you know, cause my shits don't get dirty. Like all my sneakers look brand new. Cause I don't, you know what I mean? Like I got, you know, I'm sure y'all like me. I got sneakers for different, you know what I'm saying? Different occasions. I got my run to, I got my little everyday, you know what I'm saying? Grocery store, errand type joints. You know what I'm saying? Then I got my wife and kids type joints. And then I got just me and my wife type joints. Then I got the, oh, I'm going to bring these out maybe once a year if you lucky type joints. You know what I'm saying? So I got that going on. So I never really got the sneaker cleaner. Now, he been told me this shit like a year and a half, 2 years ago, a minute ago. So my son, he has, you know, my son like every sneaker that I get or that I got, my son want. So I say, you know what? When I do can get him some joints in my size, in his size that I got, then I'm going to get him. Because, you know me, I'm Liu Kang, the retro king. Like, I be on some different type of time. So, my sneakers, they don't be making it his size. You know what I'm saying? But when I be grabbing my Grant Hills and shit like that, every now and again, they'll make them in his size. Cool. So we got the red joints, the black and red Grand Hills, and I don't know what he was doing because he won't with me. He got mad dirt and all type of shit on his sneaker, on the white part of his sneakers. I mean, most of the sneakers is black. So I was like, he keep telling me, Dad, we need to clean my sneakers. Dad, we need to clean my sneakers. Now, mind you, me, I'll just wipe my sneakers down. That's at most, that's what all my sneakers need is a wipe down. So he just keep telling me that. So last week, I think it was like, might have been Saturday, maybe Sunday. I just like, yo, let's go to the mall. Told the wife, let's go to the mall. You know what I mean? So, and that was my purpose to go in there to get the sneaker cleaner. I'm like, so I went to, we goes to the mall. I ended up buying my son two pairs of, well, we ended up buying my son two pairs of sneakers and some clothes, got my daughter some clothes. Did my wife get some shit? I don't know if she got some shit. I think, like, I don't know. Me and my wife, like, when we shop, like, we like to shop all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we like to take our time and shop. We're both, like, very real picky shoppers. You know what I mean? I know y'all probably the same way. Like, you know, you don't just go in the store and just be grabbing shit. I'm the type that go in the store, see something, want it, like it, but I still go to other stores just to see if I see something better. You know what I'm saying? If I don't, then I go back to that store, get that, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like that. So we're both picky shoppers, so it takes us like a long time to get shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think more or less we was in there just grabbing shit for the kids or whatever. Yeah, because I ain't really look for me. But when we was going in the sneaker stores, I was looking, I'm like, yo, we in Foot Locker? Like, yo, man, I don't know who be doing Foot Locker sneaker ordering or how they chose to send shit out to certain Foot Lockers and all that, but like, yo, they need to get with me, man. For real, they need to get with me, man. They got Diodorus in Foot Locker, but they got the wrong Diodorus. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, man. I got Diodorus in my closet that if you put these in here, man, put these in there, let me do one of them cardboard cutouts. take a picture of me wearing my Diodorus, put a cardboard cutout by the door and watch these joints sell out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who ordering the kicks in Foot Locker. Y'all need to get with me, man. JackTalkPodcast@gmail.com, man. For real. Let's talk about it, man. But yeah, so did that. Got the Jason Mark. You know, again, salute my man T. Jones. Got the Jason Mark joint. So that's what we did today. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, this was last week. My son is just getting home today. He been at his grandparents' house all week because, you know, it's virtual schooling and you know, he go over there, then he called me and say, Dad, I'm staying. Okay, pick you up tomorrow. Dad, I'm staying. Okay, pick you up tomorrow. Dad, I'm staying. All right. You know what I mean? So that's his thing. So, but what I was saying was, again, I don't really clean my sneakers, but I got a couple joints in my closet that, you know, I needed to clean up or whatever the case. So, and if you like me, every now and again, for no reason, I'll just rearrange the closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my wife will come upstairs and I got the whole shit empty. Her side empty, my side empty, everything on the bed, sneaker boxes piled up, and then I'm just rearranging. I don't know why I do it, because really, you don't, like, I don't need to do it, because if you put all your shit in the closet however you got it, you really don't got to change it from whichever way you have it. But I like to rearrange it for some reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know. So I go in there, I change boxes around. I say, okay, I'm going to put these boxes together. And, you know, whoever's out there listening, y'all probably the same way. Every now and again, you say, you know what? I want all my night boxes on this side. And I want all these boxes on that side. Like, you just do this shit for whatever reason. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so that's what me and my son was doing today, man. We cleaned up a couple pairs of sneakers. And, yo, that Jason Mark, yeah. I'm on that. You know what I'm saying? I got the whole kit. Like, I'm going to get another kit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really on that. So, that shit got my shit looking extra brand new. You know what I mean? So, that shit is definitely a good look, man. What else is going on, man? They found that clown, psychopath, Derek, what's his name? Derek Chauvin, whatever his last name is, man. They got the same name as me, Cornball. Found him guilty, man. You know, again, man, we really need to, we need to really need to get this shit in order, man. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate that people have to lose their lives so senselessly, you know what I'm saying, at the hands of police, you know. For whatever reason, they don't really want to, you know, pass no laws that could really stop the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. If you do something that's clearly against your training or clearly unnecessary, your ass should face time or due time. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If they put certain laws in place and certain consequences for actions, shit will slow down. Now, there's always going to be rogue people. There's always going to be assholes that do dumb shit. But I truly believe that if you make real consequences for these people's actions, shit will slow down. I'm not saying it'll stop 100%, but I am saying it'll slow down. I do believe that. There's no consequences. You know what I'm saying? They can come up with any excuse. You know what I'm saying? Stop the bullshit excuses. Cut all that shit out and have them deal with real consequences. And I think things will change. You know? Again, it's just unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very unfortunate, man. What else is going on, man? Snowfall ended, man. But let's talk about it, man. I've been seeing a debate on Twitter and you know, Instagram. Is Snowfall better than The Wire? I see some people saying The Wire, some people saying Snowfall. I like them both. They're definitely both probably the Wire is my favorite show of all time. Snowfall's probably in my top five as well. Me personally, I think The Wire is better. I respect Snowfall. Snowfall is super, super dope, and it's right there. It's definitely right there. Don't get it twisted. Snowfall is that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife wasn't fucking with Snowfall, and then she just started catching a little glimpse, and then, you know what I mean? She got hooked. So we might end up rewatching the series, so just so she can even get more of an understanding and see how it played out. We might really start that joint over. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see if she wanna do that shit. But the last couple of episodes she been on deck. You know what I mean? But again, Snowfall and The Wire, two of my favorites. They both top tier shows. I just personally think The Wire is better. The reason why I think The Wire is better is because I think that The Wire showed the best of both worlds, like a real in-depth view of the police side and the criminal side at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could look at The Wire and be like, yo, that's the best hood show. You know what I'm saying? That's the best hood show ever. You know what I'm saying? And some people could look at The Wire. Some people do look at The Wire and say, yo, that's the best cop show ever. Because that's how detailed and in-depth they went as far as, you know, the cops and the, as far as the cops and the, you know, niggas in the streets and shit like that. So that's why I edge it to The Wire. Plus, I just, like, the stories, man, the stories is just, it's just crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing I do every now and again, I rewatch The Wire. You know what I'm saying? I just do shit like that because, yo, man, this era, yo, and again, man, I don't want to sound like I'm some old grandpa type motherfucker, but, like, honestly, man, I just don't, it just ain't no move. Like, the music, cool. They got some decent music coming out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit, I'm cool on. You know what I'm saying? I could hear it in passing, like, oh, okay. But I ain't going to search up a lot of this shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit that be going on, I ain't racing the title to listen to this shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit is gets no burn with me. You know, movies is like the same. Like, they just not producing dope shit like that. As far as to me. Now, if y'all know anything different, hit me up, man. But it's been a while since you just go to the movie and just see a good hood joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when I say hood joint, like, I mean just, like, something ill, man. Like, there'd be good movies coming out, but not like good urban joints. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the good urban joints is just going straight to Prime or, you know, Tubi and, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, if you really search around them joints, you can find some good, like, urban movies. You know what I mean? But they're you know, on a lower scale. Like, just back in when I was coming up, it was just a plethora of dope movies, dope music, dope sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the sneaker game, like, the sneaker game is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk too much about the sneaker game because I'm trying to get with this dude, man. You know, he said he's down to make it happen. So hopefully I can get him on the pod and I'm going to talk sneakers with him. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm just, you know, I don't know. It's really not my thing. But anyway, Wire and Snowfall, I'm going with Snowfall. I mean, I'm going with The Wire. You know what I'm saying? Salute my man Franklin, though. But, you know, The Wire just had so many fucking characters. You know what I'm saying? I got to go with The Wire. What else is going on? Another thing I've been watching, since I'm talking about shit I've been watching, Mark Wahlberg, he's one of my favorite actors. If you got HBO, he got a show on HBO where it's basically like following him. You know, it's like a documentary type. Show, you know what I'm saying? It's like the joint Kevin Hart did on Netflix. You know what I mean? Basically showing the life of Mark Wahlberg. And he's one of my favorite actors. And, you know, somebody like me, like, again, I say it all the time. You know, I learn from others. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to know you to learn from you. You know, I look at what other people are doing. I look what other people did. I look at how other people move. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can learn a lot from just watching. You know what I'm saying? Just being observant, you can learn a lot. Again, there's a bunch of things that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And just try and shit like that. So I look towards people who does multiple things and how they succeed at it. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got the same 24. It ain't like these niggas got, you know, it ain't like I got 24 hours in a day and they got 48 hours in a day. You know what I mean? So I look to people like that and I'm like, all right, he doing this, he doing that. You know what I'm saying? He got way more on his plate than I got on mine, but I'm not even doing half as much as him. I got to step my shit up. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm on. So being that, like, I really want to expand on my ideas and shit like that, I look to people like that. So Mark Wahlberg is a dude who, if you look at the show, you'll see this nigga got, he's an actor, right? Besides him acting, he got, it was either like 8 or 9 other streams of income. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how much shit he does. He has like 8 or 9 other businesses besides acting. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's ill. And then to see how he, you know, tie all that shit in, it's like, oh shit, okay, yeah. Yeah, this could be motivation. You know what I'm saying? It's like Jay-Z said, imagine writing 16 bars all the while running 16 businesses. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm running 16 businesses. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit should be motivation, man. You know what I mean? That should be motivation. So for anybody who's listening, you know, if you got an idea or you thinking of something to do, do that shit, man. Throw shit against the wall, man. See what stick. You know what I mean? Tap into your talents, you know? I know you hear that saying, like, everybody got a talent. You just got to tap into that shit. That's that. That would be my advice. You know what I'm saying? And learn from people. You know what I'm saying? Look at the people who you get motivation from. Look at those people. See what they're doing. See how they do it. You know what I'm saying? And apply a little certain shit, to your caliber, to your repertoire. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than if you was at the park and you see a nigga that's nice, you see a nigga that's getting busy. Now you nice and you get busy and your brain, you know, you get busy. So you looking at the park and you see that, yo, oh shit, like, yo, when this dude come down, and he do that little head fake at the top of the key, nigga fall for it every time. You may see that and be like, yo, I'm going to incorporate that into my game because I can do that head fake just as nice or maybe even better. So I'm going to incorporate that into my game. You know what I'm saying? And boom, you got another weapon in the arsenal type shit. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever hesitate to, you know, look for that motivation, get that motivation. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like everybody, man, everybody should capitalize on their dreams, man. You know, it's a lot of bread out here, yo. It's a lot of fucking bread out here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm on Instagram and I follow million dollar mansion page, like house pages. And I follow a bunch of different shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the motivation. It's like, yo, this shit is a real thing. Like, it's people out here that can get this. You know what I'm saying? I can potentially get this if I use my brain and put my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Put my thoughts into action. Who knows? You know? So, you know, other than that, man, just chilling, man. I'm getting fucking beat, yo. Like, that shit crazy. I was gonna get a haircut today. You know what I'm saying? Me and my son, you know, go get a haircut. But I was just too tired, man. You know what I'm saying? Then, damn, yo, now I'm talking about being tired. I got the sneaker shit all through the living room. Damn, yo. Yo, I'm sick right now, son, because I'm literally just was sitting here thinking like, yo, I'm about to go upstairs, you know what I'm saying, relax with the wife, watch some TV, and you know, then I'm like, damn, yo, I got like fucking 6 boxes of sneakers in the living room, 2 sneakers on the fucking my son's little table, I got the cleaning shit out, I got sheets out, I got to clean that up, because the wife ain't having it. I'll let you know that right now. My wife do not play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she do not play that shit. Now, me, I'll go upstairs. I'm going to keep it a stat. I'll go up there. I'm the type that will be like, yo, I'm tired right now. I'll go upstairs and then rather get up extra early before work and clean that shit up. And then, you know what I'm saying? But, nah. Wife ain't trying to hear that shit. Now, I could get away with it because she's upstairs right now. Like, she's upstairs in the room chilling, like, you know what I'm saying? So she won't even know that all that shit is downstairs, but I'ma just do it because, again, I'ma be tired. I and in the morning I might fuck around and say, yo, fuck that shit, go to work, and then I'ma really get my ass whooped. Like, wife gonna be like, yo, why you leave these niggas out? So I ain't doing that, man. So I'ma just do it, man. I'ma just do it, yo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, though, man, other than that, I'm chilling, man. I'm going to wrap this one up. I ain't going front. I'm going to wrap this one up, man. Again, if you know anyone who's into podcasts, put them on, man, to the Jack Talk Podcast. If you got a question, if you need some advice about something, you know, you got anything to say, man, hit the email jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. You ain't got to leave your name or none of that shit, man. I'm trying to give out some advice. I'm trying to give out some game, whatever, man. Niggas be out here giving out some bullshit advice to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll be like, damn, I hope they ain't taking that advice, yo. You know what I'm saying? But who knows, man, they might've took it. So if you want some real advice, you want some real authentic point of view about something, let's get it going, man. Hit that email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. I'm working on getting some guests on the joint. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for that. And yeah, man, we cooking, man. I'm about to sign off because I got to clean all that shit upstairs. And that's crazy because that's going to be like 2 trips up the stairs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the basement right now. I got to go to my living room, carry 6 sneaker boxes upstairs, go back down to the living room, clean up the rest of the fucking sheets and the, I got fucking trash bags, paper towels, all type of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Clean that up. Oh, Lord, man. What else is going on? I think that's about it, man. Anything else I could chop it up on the next episode. I mean, we'll chop it up on the next episode. And yeah, man. So look, man, again, tell a friend. Put people on, man. It's the Jack Talk Podcast. It don't cost no bread to show love. It don't cost no bread to tell somebody, yo, check this podcast out. You know what I'm saying? Put them on so they can sub to the podcast and all that shit. That shit is free. So it ain't like I'm asking niggas for bread and no money or none of that shit. I'm asking niggas for a free, you know what I'm saying? Word of mouth. Put niggas on, man. So again, I'm going to sign off. Go upstairs. Take care of this shit, man. Oh, damn, man. And I got to take the trash out tonight. Oh, I'm sick. I forgot today is trash night, man. Damn. Yo, man, I got to go, man. I got to go, man. Yo, but yeah, man, I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com, man. I'm out.